Many years ago, I read a verse in the Living Bible, Proverbs 14 and verse 14, which says, the godly man's life is exciting. So I realized that if my life is not exciting, if I'm bored with my Christian life, I am not a godly man. And if you're honest, most Christians that I've met would not say that their life is exciting. Their Christian life, I mean. They may be making money in the world and think that's exciting. But that's only temporary. But the mark of a truly godly man is that his Christian life is exciting. And I want to testify that has become true in my life for a number of years. And there are certain reasons. And I'll tell you some of them. First of all, I want to read a verse in Matthew 4 in verse 4. And if you take me seriously, it can be true in your life too. There's no partiality with God. He treats every human being just the same. But there are laws. And it's just like, you know, you read so much in the internet about eating the right type of food if you want to live healthy and you want to live long. And many people take that seriously. Don't eat all this too much stuff which is full of oil and all that. You can, many other things like that, too many sweets. And many people take that seriously because they do want to be healthy and they do want to live long. So if we take God's laws in the same way spiritually, we'll experience that exciting Christian life. Matthew 4, verse 4. First of all, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And to me, the most important word in that sentence is the word every. Man shall not live by food alone. He's not saying food is not necessary. Food is necessary. But there's something more important than that. Not the word of God, but every word that proceeds from God's mouth. Now, I've studied this book, the Bible, for 64 years. And I'm not exaggerating when I say that. From the time I was born again at the age of 19, I began to study the Bible seriously. And I took the Bible as God's word in the beginning because people told me it was God's word. I had no proof for it. And then over a period of time in my early days, there were a few people I met now and then who seemed to have a radiance about their Christian life. Maybe one in a thousand believers. There'd be something radiant about their Christian life. And when I got to talk to them, I found two things true of them. Not only them, but in my entire lifetime, I may have found a few radiant Christians. But there's two things I found true of all of them. One was, they believed the Bible to be the Word of God from cover to cover. Every one of them. And the second was, they all had an experience of being filled with the Holy Spirit. So I realized that these are the two things I must have. One, believe the Bible is God's Word. And the other, be filled with the Holy Spirit. So today, if people ask me, why do I believe the Bible to be God's Word? Those days I would say, because the most godly people I've met believe it. But today I say, it's changed my life. Its promises have been fulfilled. But the important word I hear is every. Now, if a person has been a Christian for more than 4 years, and he's not read the entire Bible, not understood, understanding takes a long time, but not read through the whole Bible from cover to cover, I would say he has no respect for God. And if any of you are like that, I have to tell you straight to your face, you don't have any respect for the God you claim to believe in. If you've been a believer, say, 4 years, and you have not read the Bible from cover to cover, it doesn't take long if you discipline yourself. And it means you've taken God lightly. See, what would you think of a bride whose bridegroom has gone away to a long, far away place and says, I'm coming back and we'll get married as soon as he come back. And supposing he writes a long letter, you know, people are in love with each other, can sometimes write long letters. Say a letter of 30 pages. Do you think she would read every word in it? Or would she just read here and there and leave it aside and pick it up now and then and read a little more? If it's like that, I would say she doesn't really love her fiancé. She wants to marry him, but maybe because he's a rich man and she can get a lot of benefits by marrying him. But she doesn't really love him. And I would say a person who doesn't read God's word and hasn't read it in 4 years would say he doesn't really love God. No, he wants all the benefits he can get from God, like this bride wants to marry a rich man and live in a grand house and have a fine car and all those advantages. But doesn't really love him, because when he took all the trouble to write that long letter, she just read a few pages here and there. Now apply that to your attitude towards God's word. I see this verse mean that if you really want to live the type of life God wants you to live, an exciting life, you have to take every word of God as his word. Believe it's all inspired. And then you will really live. Man shall live by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. I hope you will never forget that sentence. That you will live spiritually, that exciting life, only if you take every single word of God seriously. Now, I remember the first time I read through the Bible, I took about 6 months, I think, 6 or 7 months after I was born again to read the whole Bible. I didn't understand most of it, sure. Even now I can't say I understand every part of it, but it's understanding has developed, and my understanding has developed, my life has changed. But I can say this, that because I took that attitude towards God's word, to respect his word, it changed my attitude towards sin. When we respect the word of God, it'll change our attitude towards sin. Let me read you another verse in 2 Timothy and chapter 3 and verse 16. 2 Timothy 3:16. Here again, the important word is that first word, all. All scripture is inspired by God. It's like saying, to use the illustration of the girl whose fiancé has written a long 30-page letter. Every word in that letter was written by your fiancé. Part of it wasn't written by somebody else. Are you interested in reading what the one you're going to get married to has written to you? Do you really love him? Or are you only interested in getting the benefits you can get by marrying him one day? For many Christians, their relationship with God is, what can I get from him? Can he make my life a little more comfortable? Can he answer my prayers? And if life gets a little difficult, then they have questions. What would you think of this girl who said he was very much in love with that man, and then one day he lost his job, or he lost his wealth and fortune and everything? If she decides, I don't want to marry him, they're not really in love. All scripture, every single word of scripture is inspired by God. And the margin of my Bible said it was breathed by God. And it is profitable. Now, if you knew of some business on earth that would really be profitable, a lot of people are making money on it, like people go to the stock market and they make a lot of money and the people go into it, If you really believe that a certain avenue was, there's no risk of failure. I mean, the stock market is tremendous risk of failure. But if there was some avenue of business where there was absolutely no risk of failure, but tremendous possibility of making profit, I think a lot of people would jump for it. And here it says, all scripture is profitable. You're going to make profit from it. I can testify that. It's really changed my life. It's changed my family life. It's changed the way I brought up my children. And many other things in my life. It's given me health. God's word. It's profitable for teaching, reproof, correction, training in righteousness, so that the man of God or the woman of God may be adequate, equipped for every good work. In other words, God's word trains me to live the type of life I'm supposed to live on this earth. The way Adam and Eve did not live.